But because of what had happened to my dad in the encounter he had, we didn't want anything else but the glory of the Lord. So actually, the youth group actually shrunk, and the church actually shrunk for a season. And I think God sits up there and goes, I'm going to test your heart, you know. Are you really after what I'm calling you to do, or are you after man? Because I'm telling you, it's easy to grow a church. You pass donuts out at the door, you can grow a church. But you get uncomfortable when the glory comes, because when the glory comes, guess what happens? All those things in your life that you're trying to hide, you can't hide them anymore. All those things that you're trying to, no one notices, you can't hide them anymore. Because if you want to go deeper in God, you've got every day is a new day. You've got to give up more. You know, we have signed up for this thing we call, it's not a day jog or a day walk. It's called the journey. And just like the Israelites, they went around that mountain for 40 years until they got it. God will wait. He'll wait for us. You know, there's things in my life that God still deals with. But that's the process he's going through. Anyways, took over the worship here. And then about starting leading worship at the big church here. For conferences, and then right after me and Jen got married 10 years ago, I took over the main worship team here. And then 9 years ago, we did our first CD, and then after we did that CD, Undone, we started getting invitations to travel and do Toronto and different cool things that we only dreamed about. And every year, our dreams are growing, and they're being fulfilled more and more. I need to think of new dreams for what God has done. But I wanted to tell you that, the process that I went through. And there's more detail to that process, really. But I want to paint a picture for you. When I got into worship back in the day, worship wasn't necessarily really cool. And now it's cool because we have hill songs and all these things. And I love hill songs and I love all those guys. It's amazing. And I love the big sound. I mean, I love it when the band's like rocking and it covers all my mistakes and it's awesome and I look amazing. But it wasn't always like that. And I think I got to tell you, from the honesty and the deepest place in my heart, I didn't start out leading worship and being in worship because I thought it was cool. I honestly did it to save my life because of what I was going through.